Well, what is a very, very, very long time ago now, I once was a student at the University of Ottawa, and I was studying a bachelor's degree in psychology. And like many first-year university students, I didn't do so well the first year, and needed to pick up another course. So I took a course in the summer. It was from 7 till 10 on Wednesday evenings during a hot Ottawa summer. Fortunately, the course was very interesting because otherwise I probably never would have passed it. Instead, dozing, thinking of what I could have been doing out in that lovely evening weather. The course was world religions. Now, I had grown up in Western Quebec, in a town that the most radical other religion I ever encountered would be a French Roman Catholic, because we did not even have a Roman Catholic church in our community, so all I knew were mostly English Protestant Quebecers. So to all of a sudden take a world religions course was to open up a whole new world to me, and I was indeed fascinated. We had an amazing professor, and I will never forget the night when he eloquently started to speak about Judaism. And the way he described that great religion and how he talked about it and how it affected people in their lives and their communities, all I could do was sit and think, I'm wrong. Christians, we got to be wrong, because listen to this. It's amazing. And I went home that night and thought, well, I obviously am in the wrong place altogether. I better rethink this. Now, obviously, that didn't happen. I realized that I'm a product of where I grew up. Had I grown up in Israel, well, it might have been different. But I am through and through a Christian and an Anglican at that. And there was no changing it. I realized I had to be where I fit. And the fit was me. And so that was a good discovery to make, but I've always remembered that in a hot summer's night at the University of Ottawa when I thought we had it wrong. There are many rooms. Jesus talks about that today. There are many rooms. There are so many different varieties of people and so many different varieties of faith and religion that it's almost hard to take in. And faith and religion can be seen, I think, as one of two things, a threat or a promise. We have used our religion and other people, the church over the years, have used our religion to bludgeon people emotionally, or to instill such huge levels of guilt that it's amazing that we still attend church. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus, and that's often been interpreted to say that means you don't have the right way. However, religion and faith can also be seen as a promise of a new way of being, offering inspiration and hope. I am the way, the truth, and the life. How much more inspiring and hopeful could that be? And we often don't look at the language. When we read that, there's no only. I am the only way. I am the only truth. I am the only life. But sometimes we say it like that's what we mean. But Jesus, in his words and his actions, in his teaching, and in his interactions with the community, never even suggested an only. He said, I am way, truth, and life. One of my professors at Vancouver School of Theology says this about those little words. To follow the way of Jesus is to choose compassion rather than indifference. To choose reconciliation rather than vengeance, to choose self-giving rather than self-interest. That is to follow the way. To seek the truth of Jesus is to delve into the mystery of why goodness is stronger than evil, love stronger than hate, light stronger than darkness, and life stronger than death. That is to follow truth. And to live the life of Jesus is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And that is life. None of those things suggest that you can't do any of them if you're not a Christian, let alone not of any faith. In fact, anyone, that is open to anyone. To be way, to be truth, to be life, to be blessed in our lives together and in our community. To follow the way of Jesus and to do that with integrity and honesty, others will follow. If we seek the truth of Jesus with passion and energy, others will seek. And if we live the life of Jesus with compassion and gratitude, others will live. So it's not so much about getting it right, like I was worried on that hot summer night. It's more about getting where we fit and how the fit is us. And so how do we live into being way, truth, and life for others as Jesus did for us? There's a phrase today that I bet you've all heard many times before. And when I read it, I'd like you to think for a few moments about someone that you have loved. Someone you have loved and lost, whether they have died or a relationship has ended. But just think about them and what they meant to you and how they impacted your life. So hold that person in your mind for a moment and listen. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And think of that person being held in that place, where you all may be also. What words of hope and what words of great love and words of promise. And that's why we read them most often at a funeral. Now I want you to think of something else for a moment. I want you to think of about a challenge that faces you, something that worries you, or some great goal that you want to reach and you're not quite sure if you have the energy or the wherewithal to get there. We all have those, whether it be individually or as a community. So think about one of those in your life. A goal, a hope, a dream, a worry. And then listen. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Another promise. And often our goals and our dreams and the things that confront us are threats, and yet they are turned into a promise in this very reading. What a difference. And I think we have an opportunity every single day, every moment, to think about whether or not we will see our religion and live our religion, and not even our religion, our faith. And even if we have no faith, what if we live our lives as way, truth, and life for others? And that way we're not a threat, but we're a promise. We're a living promise for those around us and for our community. And we don't have to sit there on a hot summer night and wonder, have I got it right or have I got it wrong? Because that's not the question to ask. Just as I found out, it was the wrong question. It wasn't that I was in the wrong course. It wasn't that I was in the wrong faith. It was that I was asking the wrong question. Perhaps instead, maybe the right question is, how do I become way, truth, and life for those around me? How do I show forth way, truth, and life for those in our community? How do I assure myself and others that there are many rooms, no matter who you are or where you're from, that we will all rejoice in together. So enjoy the sunshine and the promise that it holds. Amen.